So to finish off this idea of Leisa Surach, Valchem Achreinichem, and the question is, which is the trigger? The heart or the eyes? And the Torah says, Leisa Surach, Valchem Achreinichem, first heart, then eyes. And therefore, Chazal understand there is some kind of seder, there's an order over here. That the eyes are drawn after the heart. And say Chazal, if you say, so Sifri, and if you say this isn't true, rather the heart is pulled by the eyes, have we not seen a blind person that wantonly breaks the whole Torah? Meaning even people that can't see violate the Torah, and therefore the start point is always the heart, not the eyes. However, we're also taught, Ayin Raya, Lev Chomed, V'Krei Amasim Gaimim, the eyes see, the heart desires, and the limbs complete the sin. So it's a contradiction. So on the one hand, the Pasuk is putting the heart first, and Chazal are putting the eyes first. Which one comes first? Which is the thing that draws us away from Hashem and towards Averis? The hearts or the eyes? So the Malbim offers a beautiful explanation. And the Malbim says that there are two stages to the process of straying after one's desires. Person initially sees and experiences the world and develops a repository of positive and negative associations with various things and various situations. These feelings become embedded in our hearts. That's stage one of after your heart. Later on, when a person sees something or sees an opportunity to re-experience a particular sensation, it's the sight that stimulates the desire in the heart. So therefore, the pull to satisfy the desire is stage two, which is after your eyes, because it was triggered by seeing the source of desire. Once we understand this process, then we'll develop an appropriate strategy for being able to deal with it. So again, the Malbim's pointing out that the heart, it gets put in the heart with those associations. So yes, the Torah is right, Achrin Valchem. But then it gets triggered, if you like, by the eyes themselves. And therefore it's Ayin Raya, and therefore Lev Chomed, because then the heart kicks in again in a stage three part of the process. So how does one deal with this? So the Malbim, and this is where Rav Tzadok Cable, his excellent book on the Sheish Mitzvos Tamidius, discusses it, explains it, that if at an early stage a person forms strong associations between various experiences and feelings of pleasure or of joy or of pain, a person is then naturally predisposed to desire the things that you have positive associations to. And we refer to this combination of experience, visualization, and emotional association as the inclination of the heart. So there's something, it's not natural. It's not inbuilt. It's a learnt experience of association. We'll see tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, how exactly we can deal with this and how we can strategize fully. But the point is, a person is naturally predisposed to desire the things that we have positive associations with. And therefore, there does need to be some kind of great rewiring.